Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the director of the Panora Public Library, Kim Finnegan. We got the summer reading program kicking off in June, so we'll talk about that, as well as some STEM programs going on here at the library for our local youth and a couple of other things. So, Kim, thanks for joining us.
Welcome. I'd like to talk about this summer, the reading theme for the Panora Library and the other libraries in the county is Libraries Rock. So we're going to have a kickoff for the summer program, and it's going to be the Jester Puppets. It's a musical pirate adventure with Jolly Rogers. It'll be Wednesday, June 6th. We're going to have a barbecue before it, which will start at 5:30, and the program will be at 6:30. So bring your families, children's, grandparents, everyone's invited. You're welcome to wear your pirate clothes. And this program is actually provided by the Panora Public Library Foundation. So this is for all of you to enjoy. The first 50 children actually will receive a t-shirt if they come that says Library Rocks. So we hope to see you all there.
So that's kind of the big kickoff event there for the summer reading program at the library. Now, Kim, why don't you talk about the actual program itself? Kind of give us all the details and what does it entail?
For the kids, actually is going to be preschool through fifth grade. For every 25 books they read, they will be receiving a prize for every 5 books, I guess it is, 25 books total. Then we will also have a reading program for sixth grade kids. For 10 books that they read, then their name will be put in for a prize. The Guthrie County Extension Office will also be doing a summer program with STEM, and that'll be on Thursdays, June 14th, 21st, and 28th. And this is for kids coming out of 2nd to 5th grade, and this will be at 2 o'clock, and it'll last till 3 p.m. If you're interested in this, please register at the Panora Library. We would love to have you. The more, the merrier.
Of course, we talked about the summer reading program and the theme, Library Rocks. It's kind of a more of a music theme. Will you be incorporating any musical elements into the program this summer?
No, not really. Basically, it's just going to be kind of a pirate adventure. This is something new that we're having, so we're not sure exactly what will turn out.
Fantastic. And as far as the STEM hours are concerned, do you know by any chance the topics that are going to be there for those 3 days?
I just basically know they're going to be dealing with some science and technology projects. I think basically the technology is the big thing that they're going to deal with. And they're having somebody that I think is working with the Extension Office this summer that will be coming out to the library to do the program.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, there's always a couple of other events going on here in and around the library. And you got another grief counseling service coming on May 30th. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we have the local hospice. They come out to the library. They've been here a few times this winter. And they're doing a couple projects this summer. They like to talk with the families. If you're dealing with grief or you've lost a dear loved one that you'd like to visit with them about, it lasts about an hour. And this is a place that you can come and feel okay. It is in our community room, so you're not in the library. And these people are great to talk to.
And you've had a few recent events wanted to touch base on. You had kind of a genealogy kind of event at the library, one of the services that Panora residents and visitors to the library can use. Was that well attended? How did that go?
Yes, we have Ancestry.com. That's a program in our library. You can come use it on our library computers, which we have 9 of them that you are available to the public. So you get on the link and you can dig up Ancestry. We have the Library Edition, which the Library Edition means that you can search outside of the United States, and you can also look for people that were in the military at one time or another.
Yeah, great. And I know we've just been kind of chronicling the library's progress in a few different areas. You had mentioned in the past that you wanted to kind of do some work on the children's area. How's that project coming along?
Well, we've added different things to the children's area. We've kind of updated. We've put Legos. We've put Connects in our children's program. We've also put a big computer screen. So the children, there's not internet in that section, but there's children's games and other things that the children can do themselves. There's educational games and stuff like that on there. And we've had great success with it.
All right, fantastic. Kim, anything else coming to the library that we should be aware of?
I don't think so at this time. We're just trying to get through the summer, and we like to work with the kids during the summer. And in the fall, then we'll be following with some programs later.
Summer reading program, sign up for that. Also sign up for those STEM programs through the library or the extension office. And as always, visit their website. It's always very helpful to go on there and check what's going on. So, Kim, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yes, and we hope to see you Wednesday, June 6th for our program and our barbecue.
All great things. Once again, James Martins for Let's Talk Guthrie County.